Dave Land Time brought to you by
American Leak Detection and Lone Star Mitsubishi.
And here is Dave with his land.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Oxnard. Thank you, Dallas Cowboys Training Camp. So last year, as we were beginning camp in 2025, we had a very notable death that came down right as we were watching the Cowboys on the practice field. Do you remember?
Ozzy.
Yes. So last year, Ozzy Osbourne passed away. It was not completely shocking as he was in ill health.
I mean, it's Ozzy. If we would have said that in 1985, we'd be like, it's Ozzy.
Yeah, so last year I wanted to make sure that the players, as they were leaving the field, that I would be the first to tell them before they got on their phones or
smart
or talked to their family. I wanted to make sure that I was the one that broke the news that Ozzy died.
You gave them the opportunity to eulogize him right there on the
spot.
Yes,
yes.
Give us your thoughts on Ozzy Osbourne.
What do you think about Ozzy's passing?
Yeah.
And so this year,
it didn't go well.
This year, we once again had a very notable death that has marred the beginning of training camp. We mentioned it earlier on E-News that Vincent Pastor, the noted actor from The Sopranos, has passed away at the age of 80.
Yes.
And so I wanted to make sure that as these players were exiting the field today, their very first padded practice, everyone was very competitive and spirited today, and I wanted to let them down easy. I didn't want them to be shocked when they opened their phone and learned that 3 days ago that Vincent D'Onofrio...
No.
Pastore.
Vincent Pastore had passed away.
No.
No, yeah.
Vincent Domfus has passed away.
Yeah. So,
I hope you let him down easy.
Well, you be the judge.
As big of a Sopranos fan as most of these guys probably are.
Yes. So let's take them one at a time,
okay,
and we can see.
Ease into it.
We can see how well they took the news. First, we talked to number one draft pick Malachi Lawrence.
Okay.
Malachi, you got a second? Hey, did you hear about Big Pussy?
Nah.
Who's that? Big Pussy from The Sopranos. Did you hear he died?
Nah, I didn't.
Vincent Pastore? Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, hold a good thought for Big Pussy, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I can see how you eased into it. Just... All right. That's a fabulous question. As much as The Sopranos mean to us...
Yeah, it's a show that ended so long ago.
It ended in 2010?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
2012?
That feels...
It was 2007.
God!
I was going to say 2010 felt way too far.
A lot of these guys were barely born.
So it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
But it's in their world, do they even know it exists? It's still known as the greatest TV show ever.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but...
Top five for sure.
Does it just make it into their social feeds every now and then?
I don't know. Do they watch it in...
Remember...
TikTok form? In vertical format on
like
TikTok?
Jay King watched The Sopranos in less than an hour, the whole series on TikTok.
Okay, I'd like to add one more thing into state's evidence that...
And he was eliminated from the show in season two?
Sal Bonpensero, I believe is how you said his last name.
Yeah.
Was eliminated in the finale of season two, which aired May of 2000.
Oh, my God. I thought he was on the entire time.
No, dude. He was the number one rat that they killed. Like, it was shocking. It was like
number
the first
one.
Big Sopranos death.
The first FBI informant.
Yeah, I could have sworn he was on until, like, season eight or
He's
something.
Not only... So he hasn't been on TV in 30 years.
Yeah.
Since he was... Technically, he was like 53 or 54 when he died on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how Luke Schoonmaker took the news.
Oh, he may know.
Hey, Luke, do you have a second?
Yeah, sure.
Did you, first of all, do you know who Big Pussy is?
No.
Did you hear about it?
No.
You hear the Big Pussy died?
No.
It's Vincent Pastore from Sopranos.
Oh,
yeah. Sopranos. Did you ever watch Sopranos?
I haven't watched the full thing. I maybe watched an episode before, but
okay.
I need to.
He was one of Tony's henchmen, Big Pussy.
Okay, yeah. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, well, he passed away on Saturday, so I just was making sure everybody knew.
Wow.
Yeah, so thoughts
rest
for
his soul.
Big Pussy family?
Rest his soul.
Yeah.
He's probably a beast in that show, yeah.
Yeah,
I know. Rest his soul, yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you.
So awkward. Makes you want to crawl into a hole. Wow. Rest in peace.
He must have been a beast.
With that nickname, he must have been a beast.
Yeah.
Shout out to his family.
I mean.
But I can pro-
are
I know.
We practicing tomorrow?
I know, yeah. Do we get a day off?
I feel like I need a recovery day.
So, I know, because having done these over and over, the look on their faces right when you do it, right when you say those words.
I'd rather see the look on Dave's face.
There's like a eye roll. They're looking aside. They're looking around like, what?
Yeah, a couple of times Bill Jones was waiting right behind me with his cameraman.
Poor Bill.
Yeah. Okay, let's see how Marist Leofau took the news.
Okay, yeah, this is huge.
Hey, Marist, you have a second? Hey, I'm trying to catch the guys and break the news. Did you hear about Big Pussy?
What?
Did you hear Big Pussy died?
Who's that?
It's Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos. He played Big Pussy.
No, I didn't.
Did you ever watch The Sopranos?
No, I didn't think I watched.
Okay,
think I watched
you should go back and watch.
Okay.
And anytime Big Pussy's on the screen, it's a laugh riot. He's like one of the funnier characters.
All right, I'll make sure to go watch that.
Yeah, and hold a good thought.
Okay.
Just say a prayer for Big Pussy.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Dear God.
If you could please,
do you think tonight?
If you could please lay your healing hands on Big Pussy.
Do you think tonight that he's going to get in his room and as he's thinking about his family and
kind of reflecting about his day?
Right. And like, God bless my children and my mom's and my dad's.
Why is he saying it like that?
Why is it?
And also, Big Pussy. Lay your healing hands, oh Lord.
Well, he's dead.
On his family.
Shepherd Big Pussy through those pearly gates. All right, well, let's see how Darian Kendrick took the news.
Darian Kendrick, how's it going, man?
It's going good.
Hey, I just wondered if you heard the news about Big Pussy.
He's dead.
Big Pussy died, did you hear?
Mm-mm.
No? the guy, Big Pussy from Sopranos.
Mm.
No?
Mm-mm.
One of Tony's guys?
Mm-mm. I hear it.
Yeah. He passed away. Like, they found Big Pussy in an apartment in the Bronx all by himself.
This is a joke?
Sad, right?
No. This is a joke?
No, Vincent Pastore is the name of the actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Don't look up Big Pussy when you get to the locker room. But just know that he's passed and that our thoughts are with him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got you.
Okay, appreciate you.
Thank you.
I got you. What does that mean?
He just wanted to leave.
Will they go in the locker room, though, and as they're talking about things, like,
is
hey,
the news spreading like wildfire throughout the meeting rooms?
There's this guy out there asking us if they knew if this guy died or not.
All right, lastly, let's see how Cooper Beebe took the news.
Okay.
Cooper, you have a second?
Yeah.
Cooper, I just was trying to catch guys as they were coming off to see if they heard about Big Pussy.
About what?
Did you hear that Big Pussy died?
No.
Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos?
Oh, yeah, I did.
You did hear that?
Yeah, I forgot that was his nickname. Huh?
Yeah, so Tony's right-hand man? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, they found Big Pussy by himself in his apartment. He was old. Big Pussy was old, so. But anyway, I just thought you would like to know, maybe pass it along to the rest of the O-line. Just say a good thought for him at, you know, team meal or something. Just dedicate it to Big Pussy.
All right.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, to the rest of the O-line.
Guys,
before we break this bread.
Calm down. Bring it down. I have a word to say.
Just a couple of words, if we can. I'm Big Pussy.
No.
Yeah, so I...
Now to cheer you guys back up, Uncle Junior's still alive.
Yeah, there was some debate. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to share that news as I didn't know it at the time.
No.
It's okay. All right, well, that's good stuff.
Wow.
Way to go. Way to go. That's a very productive day.
Yeah,
day one.
I don't like to deliver that kind of news.
Well, you're a reporter.
No one does.
You're a messenger.
Yes, but I felt it was my obligation as a reporter.
Yes.
And we thank you for that.
Yes, you did great work.